reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus was praying in a certain place, and when he had finished, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray just as John taught his disciples." He said to them, "When you pray, say, 'Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive everyone in debt to us. And do not subject us to the final test.'" The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
We are made in the image and likeness of God. And as we prayed several times today in the responsorial psalm, the Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in kindness. For us to truly grow into his likeness, we must be merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in kindness. After the fall, that's not easy for a lot of us. We see that fallen nature in the prophet Jonah in the first reading. He was sent on a mission to bring Nineveh to conversion. And guess what? It worked. 40 more days and Nineveh will be destroyed. 39, 38. He didn't get to 37. After a few days of crisscrossing that city, as we saw yesterday, the king made everybody fast in sackcloth and ashes, including the animals. It was thorough. And Jonah was upset rather than rejoicing that they had been brought to conversion. He was angry. Angry enough to die. "I beseech you, Lord, is this not what I said when I was still in my own country? That's why I fled to Tarshish. I knew that you were a gracious and merciful God, slow to anger, rich in clemency, loath to punish. So, Lord, please take my life from me. It's better for me to live, to die than to live." Lord gets into that dialogue. Have you reason to be angry? A lot of the times we're upset with the Lord's mercy. We don't like it when he gives somebody else a 78th chance because he forgives 77 times. We forget to think, of course, that he's given us far more than that. But we've got eyes to see other sins much more than we have eyes to see our own. That is our fallen nature. Our risen nature in Christ is to become slow to anger. It doesn't mean we never get angry. It's just we don't fly off the handle initially. Like a father of a young child whose child breaks something around the house, we know that there's a learning curve. We're not happy about what was done, but we don't immediately react. When we're training a new dog around the house and the dog starts chewing parts of the furniture, we know, in a sense, that it's not the dog's fault. We would be upset if the dog were 5 years old and doing that, but we're not upset when the dog is 5 weeks old. That's the reason, because he is a loving father, that he is slow to anger with us. But there is a right and a wrong, and he eventually does get angry when we grow up and we learn what's right or wrong and we choose the wrong, especially when we choose to separate ourselves from him in a way in which we won't be open to his merciful love. How do we grow to become the likeness of God, merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in kindness? That happens first through prayer, that we need to learn how to pray appropriately. Jesus, in the gospel today, was asked by his disciples, "Teach us how to pray." And as he taught them how to relate to their father as a father, as he taught them some of the most important things to ask. And again, you can see here that it's not verbatim what he said in St. Matthew's Gospel, because he didn't mean to give us a formula that we can rifle through. "Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." He told us subjects to take up with our Father in prayer. And one that you'll see both in Matthew as well as in Luke, is forgive us our sins as we forgive everyone in debt to us. Wants us to recognize our need for God's mercy and then our need to share that mercy with others. The Christians have been praying this prayer from the beginning of the church, but a lot of the times we're resistant to what we ask for. And that's why in 1938, the Lord Jesus appeared to St. Faustina and gave her a means by which we can become devout with regard to his mercy. It's not enough to know that he's merciful. It's not enough to have a cold sense of how the divine physician operates in the confessional. The Lord wanted us to fall in love with his mercy, to adore it, in the same way that in the 12th century he revealed to Blessed Juliana of Liege the Corpus Christi devotion, so that we wouldn't just recognize as a concept the real presence of Jesus in the Eucharist, but fall to our knees and come and spend time with him in prayer, because it is really he. And so he gave St. Faustina five practices. One is the practice of the prayer of the chaplet, in which we turn to our Father in heaven. We cry out, Abba, Father, and we beg him to have mercy on us and on the whole world, offering him the very sacrifice of the Mass. Eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. What a beautiful prayer taught to us from the lips of the Master. It's not enough for us just to recognize what Jesus did. We need to enter into a relationship with the Father, with the Son, with the Holy Spirit, precisely in their mercy. That's what we do at the beginning of every Mass. When we cry out, Lord, have mercy, that first Lord goes to God the Father. Then Christ, have mercy, to the second person of the Blessed Trinity. And then the third, Lord, have mercy, to the Holy Spirit. We enter into the love of God through that portal of mercy. We've got the image of divine mercy over here on my right, your left. That image is from the very image over the tomb of St. Faustina Kowalska at the Shrine of Mercy in Wagowniki, Poland, on the outskirts of Krakow. We ask her to intercede for us, that today's message that God gives us about his merciful love might not just remain an idea, but might spur us on to receive his mercy in the way that he established for us, and to become as lavish in sharing that mercy with others as he is in giving it to us first. St. Faustina Kowalska, pray for us.